Sometimes we don't say a thing, just listen to the crickets sing. Everything I need is right here by my side.
So when you say forever. Part 6 of the We Like to Get Our Kicks in This One Way series. Written by Nebula. Read by Opalsong. February 2016. Gino's playing a video game when Sid comes in from the kitchen, hands him a mug of tea, and sits down on the couch next to him. She's got her, "I have prepared myself for this conversation in the way someone might prepare to go to war," look on her face, and already Gino wants to laugh. "What is it, Sid?" he asks instead, and she swallows, takes a big gulp from her mug, and says quickly, "I think we should have kids." Gino nearly drops his own mug of tea, choking on air. "But maybe not our kids?" Sydney says quickly. "Like, no, I like having sex with you a lot, okay? And, like, it would be cool to have actual kids, you know. But I already missed so much ice time with the concussion and the ankle thing and all of that. And the last 3 seasons have been awesome, and I really don't want to miss a season to be pregnant. And I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of babies out there that people don't want, so we could, like, adopt them?" And breathe, Sid, Gino says, putting a hand on her arm, and Sid does, then looks nervously at him. God damn, he is never going to get over how long her eyelashes are. "You want to talk about kids," he says, which is the basic conclusion he's come to, and Sid nods vigorously. "You want to talk about Mary?" Sid flushes red down her neck. Maybe, she says, and a tiny, fond smile comes over her face. "I like the idea of kids with both our names, like they're ours. Crosby Malkin, or Malkin Crosby, I haven't decided yet." And Gino likes that thought, too. Likes the thought of a kid with a personalized jersey with both their names on the back, in between them, holding their hands. More than one, even. But Sid has this habit of thinking through the little details without looking at the big logistics, so...
"Sid, only have been together 7 months."
Sid looks at him like he's stupid.
"That's only technically true."
Which, okay, she has a point. "We're almost 30, she says. "And if we're going to adopt, we should start thinking about it, you know? Especially if we want a lot of kids."
"We want lot?"
Sid manages to look at him like he's stupider than he was a moment before.
6. A whole line and a goalie. Duh. We have to be better than the Stalls."
Gino laughs. Because Sid is perfect. And also, he can't take this woman.
"They have head start," he says, and drags her over to him.
Coax her to straddle him, a lap full of 5'9", 170-pound female hockey player, slides his hands over her hips.
"And who say I want 6 children? Very loud. Need 2 babysitters. Minivan not big enough."
Sid waves a hand, her hair slipping over her shoulder. "Minivans are stupid anyway. We'll get something bigger, like a 15-passenger or something. We've got to hold all the gear, too. And of course you want 6 children. You were telling everyone all about it at last year's All-Star Game." Oh right, Gino doesn't remember that, but most of the NHL does. Maddie Duchesne has it on her phone, and while she's protective of it, Gino knows a lot of players have seen it.
"Could just have four," he says, "and then us too."
"No, it has to be a whole line," Sid says, and kisses him swiftly.
"I think," Gino says, "we should talk about other things before children. Like you and me forever?"
Sid sits up then, the playfulness falling off her face.
"This isn't forever," she says, and her body shrinks in on itself, suddenly vulnerable. "I want it be," Gino says. "You want it be too?"
Sid nods so hard she might get whiplash, and Gino puts his hand around her neck to steady her.
"So," he says, "we getting married?"
"Don't be so romantic," she says dramatically, and then grins.
"What, like right now?"
"I think courthouse closed," Gino says.
"You want fancy wedding?"
Sid wrinkles her nose.
"Not really, but your mom would kill me if we just got married and she wasn't there. And my mom, too."
"Right." Sid slaps his arm lightly, drawing his mind away from terrifying thoughts of what his mother would do if she missed his wedding. Better plan. We have an engagement party. Let our moms plan it. Except for the part where we bring a minister and papers or something, and then just get married there. Then our moms are there, and they got to plan something, and we don't have to plan hardly anything at all, and we can dress however we want, and we can surprise everyone. My uncle and aunt did it when I was a kid. There's a reason Sid's captain. When she doesn't get sidetracked on the little details, which she never does during hockey or important life events, apparently, she's a great playmaker.
"You wear dress?" Gino says and nuzzles at her neck.
"Not have to be wedding dress, just dress." Sid squirms a little.
"I could be convinced," she tells him, tangling fingers in his hair.
"You have to wear dress," Gino says.
"You have to ask first,"
Sidney says.
"Sid," Gino says, trying to be serious like he's proposing.
"Will you wear dress to wedding?" He gets about halfway through the question before his lips twitch uncontrollably and he starts laughing. She smacks the back of his head, giggling.
"Dumbass, you know what I mean."
"I have asked. Why not you?" Kaner asked.
"I had the idea," Sid says. "So you should ask, so we're even."
She runs her fingers through his hair, her own a curtain around their heads. Gino didn't realize how close they were until just now. He looks up at her, her mouth in a line that says she thinks she should be confident, but isn't anyway. Her eyes on his, green in the light. He's not on one knee, and he doesn't have a ring, but Sid doesn't need the trappings. She just needs sincerity. Gino looks up at her.
"Sidney Patricia Crosby," he says, as seriously as he can. "Will you marry me?"
Sid grins brilliantly. "Only if you'll marry me," she says, and leans down to kiss him. It's a little bit later that they come up for air, and Sid says, still breathless, "But you're okay with adopting?" She doesn't climb off his lap or remove his hands from her ass, just looks at him expectantly.
"Lots of babies in Russia no one want," Gino says. "Might be lots of paperwork, but could try adopting from orphanage in Magnitka?"
Sid nods. "That's okay with me." Gino bites his lip. He's not sure how Sid might feel about the next part.
"Other thing. Might have to have residence in Russia. Sometimes. Like summers or parts of."
He's not sure how he feels about that. And he doesn't think he wants it to be Magnitka. He's already got terrible colds during the winter, with deep, racking coughs that the team doctors say come from a childhood of breathing horrifically polluted air. And it's never been the safest city, crime-wise. He's not sure he wants to raise children there, no matter how much he loved growing up there, no matter how much he loves Metallurg and the city.
but Moscow would be okay. Or maybe Chelyabinsk. He's thinking about where it would be best to raise children. Where it would be best to raise children with Sydney. It's never really occurred to him that any of this could be an option. But now that it is, he wants it more than anything. Sid looks at him for a moment. And then recognition dawns on her face, and she punches him in the arm lightly. "Stupid," she says. There's an endless fondness in her voice. "I want to be where you are. Here, Russia, Coal Harbor, I don't really care." Gino shrugs a little. "Me too." He smiles crookedly. "Where'd that leave us?" Sid laughs. "Living at console." Gino tips her over onto the couch, resting on his elbows, framing her face with her hair and his forearms. He grins down at her. "Raised 6 kids in console?" he teases, pulling at a stray curl. "You want to have entire Penn's team be your children. 6 kids, all Crosby Malkin. 81 through 86, and you number 87. Sid looks thoughtful, like that might be an idea, and he pulls harder at the curl. "No." "But we could..." Gino cuts her off with a hand over her mouth, laughing. She licks at his palm. "What if not want hockey? What if want to figure skate?" "Hockey on the side," Sid says. Then, thoughtfully, "Figure skating would be good, though, to help them become better skaters. But the balance of a figure skate is different. But look how skilled a skater Skinner is." She nods. "We'll teach them how to figure skate, too." "What if want to be mechanic?" Gino asks, pressing. "What if can't skate? Or hate it? What if hate winter?" "Beer league, floor league, roller hockey," Sid rattles off, like she's thought of this. And Gino laughs at her when she purses her lips at him. "Seriously, though, I guess if they wanted to be a mechanic, they can. I mean, if my parents had said, 'You're a girl, you can't play professional hockey,' then I wouldn't be here." Gino leans down to kiss her temple. "Smart Sid." "You'll really marry me?" she says, into his ear. "Don't want marry anyone else. Don't want kids with anyone else," Gino says, kissing her temple again. "Just you." She says, humming while he feels her smile bloom against his cheek. "Good." The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. And from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening! Floor lead, roller. Sid, there are other things than hockey.